express yourself. Okay. All right. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Talk Line to the YK Delta and beyond. I'm Diane McGachran.
And I'm Peter Atchek. A very good morning to you.
And before we get into our show, I want to make a quick announcement. If you're listening at 6:40 a.m. on your radio dial, that's going to be turned off shortly for some mechanical work that's going to be done. If you can continue listening, however, at 90.3 FM, and you can also go on your internet to kyuk.org, and there's a live, and hit the live button there, and you can continue listening to the show that way. But KYUK 640 AM will be off the air Friday, that's today, starting in a few moments, for about 8 hours for routine work on the antenna. Okay, during this time, you can still listen to the stream from kyuk.org and KYUK 640 AM. Oh, I'm sorry, at kyuk.org. And it will be airing on 90.3 FM. So you can you don't have to miss a single thing.
Yeah.
Just go to 90.3 FM or go to kyuk.org.
And then please, for some of you, call your friends or email them or text them or whatever you know about what's going on. So.
Yeah. Or send them a Facebook message. You can still write us if you want to make a comment at radio@kyuk.org.
And the phone numbers.
Yeah, we'll do that.
543-5985. That's 543-KYUK, 543-2756. 800-995-8954.
Oh, you have those memorized.
Yeah, somewhat, you know, whenever it's sitting there, but I forget it when I go out there.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and go to our first caller. Okay. That's John Nick. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talk Line.
Morning, Peter and Dan. How
are
you?
Hey, good morning,
good,
John.
Good, good.
I got mine memorized, unless you change it. And I'm going to memorize it again.
No, you probably must have it by now.
So yeah. It's going to be for 8 hours on FM, huh?
No, at KYUK, the 6:40 a.m., and I don't know why, but we have kind of an echo on the line.
Yes.
Maybe petrol.
Is there a radio on somewhere?
No, I shut it off.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't.
I think it's us.
It's us.
Yeah.
Anyway, people can listen to the radio. 6:40 a.m. on the dial is going to discontinue for about 8 hours, and people can listen instead on 90.3 on the FM dial.
Okay, this is just temporary, right?
Yeah, just for 8 hours.
Oh, okay. Anyway,
go ahead.
Sorry, Peter and Dan. Anyway, the voting will be coming up this coming Tuesday. And I usually work there as an interpreter, but I'm not going to be there because I'm going in for medical on my knee. And I want everyone, please come and vote. Your vote counts.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you vote for will be on the ballot, and you can make noise or whatever the heck you want.
tell people what kind of voting is going to happen on Tuesday.
I think it's for the way I understood it, it's just going to be for what category you belong in, like you're independent, liberal, Democrat, and they have on procedures on what you're going to be voting as. And they'll have more information over there. I haven't been going to the meetings. I've been really busy. So that's about what they're going to be voting for. And they might have a few other agendas. You'll have to go see and check.
Mm-hmm.
That way I don't have to expose everything. You're going to have to go look.
Okay. Thank you.
And then vote, and then that's it, you know. I think it's for placement of your voting. You know, either a liberal, a Democrat, or a Republican. Or independent. I think that's the way they're going about it. But everyone, please come and vote. Anyway, you'll have more information over there, and you'll be eligible to vote on next coming season, you know. That'd be in October, all the agendas and stuff. So.
It's the statewide primary.
Yeah.
That's what it
is. It's a primary checking which party you belong to, you're affiliated to.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of what they're going after. But please come and vote. And the berry picking season is on. Blackberries are about ready. They should have been about a week ago up here.
They're just getting good now.
Yeah. Anyway, my brother made some agurah last time. It was really good. A little crunchy, but it tastes good.
Mm-hmm. Hey, and, John, question. Yeah. Do you hear an echo on your radio when we talk?
No, not over here.
Okay.
We don't.
Okay. Maybe. All right. I think it's part of the world. Yeah, there. It's off now.
Okay. You guys probably have more populated area than we do on Hanger Lake Road. You know what I mean?
On Hanger Lake Road.
Yeah, on Hanger Lake Road. There's still three or four houses that are listening, probably.
Oh. Okay, thank you, John.
We're in the remote wilderness, which I love. Nice and peaceful on our area of the town. And
today's a great day, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, when you're out berry picking, if you're going to be camping, please pick up your trash and whatever. Bring it home with you or fishing.
Yes.
So that way it'd be more pristine as you got there. And
good.
The nature of all your help will add you by growing more berries, maybe.
There you go.
In abundance, repaying you back. Treat this with kindness and take all your trash with you.
There you go.
It's pretty the way it is. Bethel is pretty without having somebody else's trash make it look really horrible and bad, you know.
Yes.
Makes a beautiful scenery look ugly.
Thanks for mentioning that, John.
Yeah.
All right.
And everyone, please be safe. While you're berry picking, there's also bears and stuff around.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be aware of all the animals when you're going out there. Look around carefully, listen.
That's right. Be safe.
Yeah, be safe. Listen and look around.
Mm-hmm.
Watch your kids and make sure your kids ain't by water and stuff like that. You know how they tend to wander off. Always watch your kids. That's really important.
Okay, thank you.
Especially in the wilderness. Okay, everyone, please have a good weekend. And thank you, Diane and Peter.
All right.
Thank you.
And we'll follow your rules and regulations.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye.
So real quick, August 21st, this Tuesday, is primary day in Alaska. And what that is primary voters in Alaska will select general election nominees for the state's U.S. House seat. So that's Don Young's seat. 10 state Senate seats. And 40 state House seats and the offices of governor and lieutenant governor. So on Tuesday, what it is you get to vote for example, who will be the Democratic nominee going into the November election, November voting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we have Susan Taylor on the line. She might know more about it, too. Good morning, Susan. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hi, good morning, everybody, and happy Friday.
Hey,
happy to you, too.
I'm just getting the word out. We are doing food bank tomorrow, the Lions Club. It's the third Saturday of each month, and we're doing that tomorrow from 10 until 1.
Okay.
And I know across the street the fire station's doing their sports sale and barbecue and all that.
Oh.
So things are happening tomorrow. So anyway, we'll be running it from 10 until 1, and we always welcome volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's every third Saturday of the month. And just wanted to get the word out, because I forgot to put it on the tender drums, so people can let people know and bring people in if they don't have a ride, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Uh-huh. And I also see that tomorrow's Taste of Bethel in the later on the day at the Culture Center, so Saturday's got lots going on. So, all right, have a good weekend, everybody.
Thank you,
Susan. Yes.
Bye.
Okay, so the food bank at the Lions Club will be open tomorrow, 10 to 1. Good.
And then that sportsman, I had a thing on it here.
Yeah, we have an announcement about that. This will be happening at the fire station.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, there is a lot going on at the fire station. But, you know, something that of interest to a lot of people here is that regarding our kitchen, their bus service, you know, LKSD will be providing their own bus service this year starting in October. If you have not heard from your child's school, please contact the school and inquire about alternate transportation to and from school for your children.
Yeah.
And it's time to be careful, you know, during that time. But regarding that annual sportsman, I think somebody may call in a bit about it, you know, but we'd like to also put a plug in for them that it's their fourth annual sportsman sale at the fire department tomorrow, Saturday, August 18th from 10 to 2 p.m. You know, come Come see vendors, free tables available for outdoor and hunting gear sales. Great burgers and bratwurst. I always have a tough time with that.
Bratwurst. Yeah.
For for info, you can call Casey at 545-4415.
They have great bratwurst.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's like a sausage-y kind of thing.
Yeah,
it's really delicious.
I had one of theirs before, yes.
Yeah.
Great tasting.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a lot, so no need to be bored or wondering what you're going to be doing tomorrow in Bethel.
You can never really be bored in Bethel.
Really, yeah.
I don't think.
Boredom only relies on you.
Yeah. If you're bored, that's you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, look, we have our Florida caller. Barb from Orlando, Florida. Barb, you haven't left yet?
Yeah.
Good morning, Barb. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Yeah. I'll be leaving, probably checking in about 5 in the morning and getting to Bethel about 8 in the evening.
Oh, tonight? Tomorrow? Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll be leaving in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Have you had a good trip?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Went out to a few beaches and... Yesterday was the worst thunder that I've heard with all the big raindrops we've been having.
Oh, wow. Mm. You got a thunderstorm.
Yeah.
Good.
Just wanted to say hi to everybody up there and have a good, safe weekend.
How warm is it down there?
When I checked the temperature on my phone this morning, it was saying 90.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what it is out here, but it's a bit cooler than that.
Yeah.
Maybe in the 50s.
I still have the weather, Bethel weather on my phone, and it seems like it was about 58 up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
you have a safe trip, and we'll look forward to seeing you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have a safe weekend, and hugs to all.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Nice to hear you.
Likewise.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. Our lines are open. Please feel free to call. You can call on any subject or anything on your mind. And we'd love to hear from you. So just feel free to call. Lines are wide open now.
And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org.
And you can do it anonymously if you'd like.
Yes. And we will read your email over the air. So... gosh, if you can hear this, you're probably listening one of two ways. You're either at 90.3 FM on your radio, or you've gone to kyuk.org, the website, and you've hit the live link, and you're listening to the show that way. At 1 o'clock, today at 1 p.m., there's going to be a live question and answer session with gubernatorial candidate Mark Begich. Live from KDLG.
Mm-hmm.
You can participate by calling 842. I'll give these numbers out again, too. 842-1670 or toll-free 1-800-478-5354. You can listen to the replay at 9 o'clock Monday and Friday and at 7 p.m. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. But anyway, today at 1 o'clock, there's a live question and answer with gubernatorial candidate Mark Begich.
All right.
And that's live from KDLG.
And one more announcement. I'd like to put up another one before the calls start coming in. There will be an annual Orthodox conference at Kuiksluk this Friday. Today, through Sunday, 8/17/19. General... meeting will take place on 8/18, that's tomorrow, at the Bingo Hall, starting at 1 p.m., and banquet will be on 8/19 at the new high school at 1 p.m. The verse is from Luke 22:32. Bishop David of Alaska will be present, and everyone is invited.
Oh, wow, okay. Now, for that, do you happen to know, what is the radio... signal for KDLG? Where can they find that on their radio dial?
Oh, I wouldn't know.
I don't know either. That's not on here. Mm-hmm. I'll have to look. I'll look that up, everyone. And you can, if you want to call in or listen to the
Q&A with reported or repeated to our station. That show, isn't it?
Well, it's KDLG, which I think is a different radio station.
Oh, yeah, it is. That's the one in Dillingham.
Oh, that's the Dillingham station. KDLG is the Dillingham station. I'm not sure how you would... And it's 89.9 FM. So that's today at 1. If you want to listen to the question and answer session with gubernatorial... Oh, my
okay.
God. Candidate for governor, okay? Yeah, Mark Begich.
Let's
oh,
keep
my
it
gosh.
Simple, yeah. Yeah,
I see that. And that radio, KDLG, is also
670.
On 670 AM. Oh, so KYUK so. Is 640.
Yeah.
And just a little bit further along this dial.
Well, I don't know if on a regular radio if you could tune in on that, you know, but I guess they could do it through the...
Well, KYUK is actually going to be airing that station.
Okay.
At 1 o'clock, so you could listen to it. You can listen to it since it's at 1 o'clock today. That means you'd have to go to 640. I'm sorry, you'd have to go to the website KYUK and listen there, or you can listen to 90.3, and we'll be airing that Q&A. All right.
Okay.
Okay, that's. I think I've just really messed that up.
No, just 1 o'clock.
It's a lot to keep track of right then and there, and I just didn't have my head together.
Yeah, but we have a lot of announcements. You know, we want to, and something about that home cooked meal thing. What do you know about that?
It's the that's
tomorrow?
Tonight. No, tomorrow night.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow night at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You buy tickets, and there's going to be lots of variety international foods, and every ticket you buy allows you to taste something at a particular table. Like you can, so what you do is you buy, let's say I want to taste 5 different dishes, one maybe from Mexico, a Philippines.
And you get to choose what you like to. Yeah.
So you can go to table, and if you see something you like, you give them a ticket, and they give you a serving of that particular dish.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have to calculate. But anyway, it looks like we have an email that Petra, are you going to read that? Okay, yeah, Petra's going to read the email. And
the provisional government, the provisional Nunavut government is neutral for the Donlin gold mine. Why? I am not in support of the mine for the sake of the fish on the river and would like to have our future generations have access to our renewable resource that the river provides. We all know that Mike Williams has spearheaded this organization, and as you know, our local distance dog teams that compete in the Iditarod are sponsored by Donlin Gold, and I am sure he cannot oppose the because of that. I thought that this Nunavut government would be working to protect our subsistence way of life. Enough said. Anonymous.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Yeah, the Nunavut government meeting was just the last couple of days at the Moravian Church, I guess.
Oh.
And
yeah,
they
I
had
missed.
Presentations.
Oh, I missed that one. I
from
was planning on dropping in, but I forgot about that.
They had presentations about the Donlin mine.
Did you go?
No, I didn't get a chance to go. I dropped off information for them.
Oh,
but,
I see. Yeah.
And I guess at the end of it, they decided to remain neutral on neither for nor against the Donlin gold mine project.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. All right. Hey. So let's see. So, yeah. So there's this. Casey from Bethel is calling in, probably to tell us about the market thing tomorrow, the sportsman's sale. Casey, welcome to Talkline. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning,
Peter
Casey.
And Diane.
Yes.
How are you?
Mm-hmm.
Peter, you did already did a good job of announcing our event tomorrow.
No,
I
was happy
that.
To hear from you, though. Yes, yeah, you're the one behind it, so it's good to hear.
By the way, you're still on 640.
We I are.
Yep, you're not on FM yet, so maybe they're just a little behind.
Yeah, I think the crew's on their way up to the tower to go.
Okay.
Turn
okay.
It off.
And the event's tomorrow at 10 o'clock. We'll kick it off, and we'll have lots of good food. And I just got a call from Stan Corp asking if he could have a table. He's got a bunch of old camping gear from his Boy Scout days when he was a big supporter of the Boy Scouts and helped with that for quite a few years. So I'm sure he's got lots of great camping gear that you could get at great prices.
Very good.
And if anybody else has that sort of thing, camping gear, guns, anything like that, safety equipment, that they would like to get a table, we have tables available, and they would be free, so they can call me at 545-4415. Mm-hmm. And it kicks off tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
Okay, good.
Now, we had a question for you, Casey. Is this like a fundraiser or just a service you're doing to the people?
It is a fundraiser. The monies that we make off selling the food is all a fundraiser. We still are trying to, there's a couple pieces of equipment for the new ambulance that we're shooting for. And then also the following week, there's going to be the volleyball tournament, mud volleyball tournament out at the pit.
Oh, excellent.
And that's part of a fun, fire department fundraiser.
Where is that going to be?
Well, I told you I'd have a better description of that, but I don't. It's out at the pit.
Okay.
And I know Faulkner Walsh, it's on there in their pit, so I'm not sure which one that is. And they've been doing some preparation for the volleyball area, which is going to be a mud volleyball. Wow. I have no idea what the weather forecast is for next week.
But it'll be, no matter what the weather's doing, it'll be, right?
It'll be, and then we're also gonna we'll be selling some food out there too.
Good.
Hot dogs and maybe burgers, that sort of thing, for to try to make some additional monies. And I know there's a Facebook page. I think I mentioned this last week about this tournament, but. Off the top of my head, I should call you back with a little more contact information on the volleyball tournament. I know Joey Valadez has been spearheading that, and I gave you his number last week, but I don't have it off the top of my head. So maybe I'll call you back with just a little bit of information on that.
Your number is 545-1357 is Joey Valadez.
That might be Joey's. Yeah.
That's Joey's number. Yes, sorry.
So if anybody has any questions about the mud volleyball and sign up, that sort of thing, for they want to sign up a team or individually, they can call Joey.
Okay, and that's 545-1357.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Wow. Bye-bye.
Okay, now mud volleyball.
Yeah, sounds exciting.
Well, you know what? Rain or shine. Rain doesn't even have to bother you because it's mud volleyball.
Yeah.
But
I wonder if if Harry is listening, I wonder if he can give us a better location, point out,
the exact pit.
Yeah. Which pit that there'll be.
Right.
That they are preparing.
Now, I'm going to tell you a quick volleyball story.
Oh?
From the Philippines.
Okay.
Way far away, when I used to live with the Iboloy people, and it's a tribe way deep in the mountains in the northern Luzon, Philippines. And they had set up a net to play volleyball, and the whole small community was all there, and everyone's having a good time. And I kind of come up, and I asked, "What's the score?" And people were really baffled, because they don't keep score.
Oh.
And what they do is you have your two teams. And as soon as, when someone's tired, they leave and someone from the crowd just takes their place. And that way they play volleyball all day long.
Wow.
And everyone's watching, and when there's when there's good play going on, everyone's cheering.
Wow.
But there's no score.
Yeah,
and I thought, my Western brain competition, what's the score, who's going to win? And I just stood there going, wow, they're really enjoying this and there's no score. And then I started enjoying it.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is fun. Yeah, so, you know, cool. Then periodically, like, three people would sort of leave, and three more would just jump in. Wow. So that way, everybody got to play. It was fun all day long. And that was another way to do it.
You know, somebody here at the station had told me about a Frisbee game that they have. I guess it's going to be in Anchorage, you know. They have a goal on each side.
Ultimate Frisbee. It's called Ultimate Frisbee.
Ultimate Frisbee. Yes. I've never seen that before, you know, but it kind of sounded exciting.
It's a really and sometimes they play it here at Pinky's Park.
Oh, I
at the baseball
know.
Field.
Huh.
And it's a really fun game to watch.
Yeah.
That one's really fun. Yeah.
Okay. One more announcement, you know, before calls come in. K through 6 grade club begins this coming Monday, August 20th. Must be registered before to attend. Please call 543-2088. That sounds familiar number for information about registration. More information come about how to get kids to 4-H after school.
Okay.
Yeah, that's that. Previously, that teen center, I guess, you know, they're calling it now the 4-H.
Is it called the 4-H center now?
That's what it appears to be. So
okay. Yeah.
So I know that kids love to go. My grandkids love to go to that place because they always have activities and they, you know, provide them snacks and people really. Working there really take care of the kids really well.
Nice. Yeah, they do. It's a very nice place.
Yeah, it's got a really good atmosphere, and there's a playground right outside the center.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it's a really positive place for young children. They're screaming and hollering and, you know.
That's when you know it's fun.
Yeah.
Well, someday maybe that building will be expanded. That'd be nice.
Mm.
Make it enlarge it a little bit. Well, our lines are open, and which is unusual. So if you're someone who
maybe we're talking too much.
Well, I know, but we can't have like dead silence on the air.
Yeah. But we'd love to hear from you. 543-KYUK. That's 543-5985. 543-2756. 1-800-995-8954 or email at radio@kyuk.org. Lines are wide open. Please call.
I'll read off a quick announcement here. Dr. Paul Baumeister will be the speaker this Sunday, August 19th, at the United Pentecostal Church, located at 451 Ridgecrest Drive, which is across from AC, at 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. Everyone is invited. At 5 p.m. on Sunday, there will be a teaching session on how to put security devices on your children's cell phones to protect them from inappropriate media such as porn. If you have questions, you can call 543-3246 or 545-1945. That is really good to do that. It is to really monitor your children's cell phone use for sure. Cool. All right, we have a caller, Greg from Bethel. Good morning, Greg. Welcome to Talkline.
Hello.
Hello,
hey,
Greg.
Good morning, Greg.
Hello. I'd like to pass on a thankfulness for the, believe it or not, a cloud rainbow again.
What now?
No, a cloud shaped like a rainbow.
Okay.
Have you all been up that early or what?
No, I have not seen that.
Well, there's a rainbow of a cloud.
Okay.
Been happening each fall. And certain days, well, it happens.
That's and interesting.
It just, you can see the prism of the colors. It just, well, it's there. Call, let you all know.
Okay.
All right. there. Thank you for the morning sunrise.
All right, thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Greg. Yes. We're going to go to our next caller, Isaiah. Good morning, Isaiah.
Yeah, this is Isaiah. Mm-hmm. So Sunday is Asma Frisbee and Wednesday at 5:30. If you guys are interested for Asma Frisbee, go to the Pinkies Park on Sunday at 2 and then Wednesday at 5:30.
Oh, okay.
So don't forget.
Okay.
I missed, is that Wednesday? Did you say
Wednesday at 5:30? Yeah.
Wednesday at 5:30.
Where?
At the Pinkies Park.
Okay. And that's where you can go and play Ultimate Frisbee.
Wow.
Which Peter brought
Sunday,
up.
And then Sunday at 2.
And Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Thank you.
No problem. Wow.
All right.
Bye.
Well, see, I really like when people listen in and they call in with like additional info like that.
Yeah.
If you, even if you've never played Ultimate Frisbee, and but go and watch it because it is fun to watch, and you can do that Wednesdays mm-hmm. at what was the time?
5:30
and Sundays at 1 o'clock at mm-hmm. Pinkies Park, probably at the baseball field there. And, yeah, that's a lot of fun. Okay, I'm going to read, the lines are open, and mm-hmm. I'm going to read an anonymous email, and it goes like this. Nunavut is for our people. Just because they allowed people to present on Donlin Gold does not mean they are for it. If they remain neutral, they remain neutral. You don't single out Mike and point him out to be a bad guy for allowing places to present something. It is good for anyone to present on things and for them, Donlin Gold, to even bring up concerns they have and really explain everything. I don't support Donlin Gold. I am totally against it, but I won't go attacking people and organizations because they're for, against, or neutral. Stand for salmon! Exclamation point. Okay.
Mm.
So, I guess that's in regards to a previous caller. Okay, thank you for that. Okay, Isaiah made a mistake and would like to correct his wording about Frisbee.
Is he on the line?
Yes. Oh, go ahead, Isaiah.
Okay. So there was a mistake. So Sunday at 2, but not at 1.
Oh, at 2. Okay, thank you. Thank you for correcting that.
Yeah.
Have a great day. Okay.
You know, this Frisbee thing might be a rising sport, maybe?
Well, it was very popular in the 90s, late 90s. And it's been popular out here. The thing about Ultimate Frisbee is when you go to, like, tournaments, there are no referees.
Mm.
That's kind of the thing. It's not like you're supposed to be, both sides are supposed to get along with each other.
Wow.
And if someone does an infraction, they're supposed to self-police,
self-referee. That's good.
Yeah, and it was kind of based on some values from like,
sportsmen.
Yeah.
So, cool.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to go to a Frisbee, Ultimate Frisbee tournaments. All right, we have Eric calling in from Bethel. Good morning, Eric. Welcome to Talk Line.
Oh, thanks. So I've got a question. Does anybody else think that the bushes are growing a whole lot more?
The bushes are growing?
Yeah. Like, driving down the road, it seems like all the bushes and they're just crowding into the roads, and they just seem taller and thicker than they have in past years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's so funny, because I thought something like that the other day. I was looking at everything over at the Cultural Center. They just cut a bunch down, and it seems like there's just a really thick over there. Go ahead.
You know, yeah. Cool.
Good. So, I don't know. Something for other people to ponder and comment on, but you're also welcome to just tell me you're crazy. So.
Well, Eric, I don't do that on air.
Oh, I'll do that off air. That'd be nice.
No.
Yeah. Have a nice day.
Thank you. You too.
You know, Eric's got a point. You know,
I agree.
You know, the elders talk about that. You know, the growth on the ground will. They point out, you know, about the upcoming winters or, you know, weather coming up, you know, that like when there's tall grass, you know, they say it might be a cold winter, you know. Mm-hmm. But if we could hear from an elder that knows more about that, we'd love to hear that, you know, because it's something our people have carried on.
We have Renee calling in from Bethel. Good morning, Renee. Welcome to Talk
Good
Line.
Morning. Oh, thank you. Good morning to you guys.
Hey, good
what a
morning.
Lovely day we're having, huh?
Awesome. Mm, yes.
So I'm going to chat about three things.
Okay. Okay. One.
Tomorrow night is the Taste of Bethel.
Hey.
Oh, I know.
From 5 to 7, and we have got a lineup that you are not going to believe. I can't even pronounce some of these because I'm not a good linguist. But we've got everything from Hawaiian to Mexican to Filipino, Iranian, Israeli, Yupik, Middle Eastern, Alaskan fusion, Albanian, Greek, vegan, you name it, we're going to have it. And it's, you know, $5 per plate. Please bring cash because we will give that money right back to the chefs. So the Cultural Center does not keep any of it. This is a strictly, let's celebrate our diversity. Bethel is a wonderful place, and we all work together, and this is a wonderfully diverse way of meeting and knowing more about your neighbors. So that's what the whole thing's about. So.
Wow, what a good message.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It is. We can handle our immigrants, and we can, because we're all immigrants here, except for a few of us, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, a few thousand of us.
A few thousand of us, because we're transplants for the most part, but the Yupiks are our hosts, so
yes.
We are thrilled with being here.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's the Taste of Bethel. Come on Saturday, 5 to 7, and bring cash.
Cool.
The other thing I want to talk about, Saturday market's coming up. Everybody's school's back. Teachers are here. It's in session. It's a great time to get to meet new people, sell your wares. So the doors open at 8:30 for our vendors and 10 to 2 for all of the public. So come on down next Saturday. Next Saturday. I'm not doing two things on one day.
Okay, all right.
That would be too much, much for me. So, and then September 7, 8, 9 is the Bethel Community Fair. We will take entries for the judging through the September 6th at 5:30 will be the deadline. So we'll take your arts and crafts, your photography, your pies, your cakes, your breads, your jams, your jellies, your dry fish, your jarred fish, your canned meats, whatever you've got. We'll be judging that. The talent show, well, first, the cribbage tournament. Call Casey, 545-4415. Register for the cribbage tournament, which is on Friday night the 7th here at the Cultural Center. On the 8th, we'll have, I'm not sure if they're calling it Bethel's Got Talent or whatever, but there's going to be an admission fee. There is prizes for the top winners of the talent show, and Grady's in charge of that, and it sounds like it's going to be really, really good. And then on the 9th, we're hoping to have, that'll be pickup day. I haven't heard yet if we're going to get to have a community potluck or not. We haven't quite figured that out, but I'll let you know ahead of time.
Okay.
And that's all I've got. If anybody out there wants more information on anything, please call me. I'm at 543-4538 or stop by the Cultural Center. I am here all the time.
Now, I noticed that you guys cut down the bushes in front of the Cultural Center. Had you noticed, because we had an earlier caller, had you noticed that things seem to have sprung up even more than usual?
Right. It was growing like crazy. I mean, you couldn't even see out the windows, and the back ramp was like the bushes were starting to encroach on the walkway. So, we got him out there, got him trimmed off and hauled away. We might do some more. They're growing like crazy. Mm-hmm. It's a good year for growing.
Maybe they're getting, the one they were talking about.
Oh, is this where we're switching over?
Yeah, it's probably.
Oh, Petra, did we lose? Are we still on air?
I hear you anyway.
Oh, you do?
Okay.
I can't really hear myself.
Yeah, it's very faint.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead, Renee, if you were going to.
No, I'm all done, and that's it. So thank you so much, everybody.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Renee.
Oh, okay. I know what happened. All right.
Okay.
So we have Rhonda from Bethel. Good morning, Rhonda. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Happy beautiful Friday.
Yes. Good morning.
Morning. I am calling with 4-H announcements. Mm-hmm. The first one is that we start after school club for K through 6 on Monday, the 20th. And if you would like to have your kindergarten through sixth grader in after school club, please come by and get registered. We will be here tonight until 6:30 for sure. And 5:30 to 6:30, we want to have parents come who are willing to carpool and transport kids to the 4-H program from the schools. So any of the three elementary schools, please come by so that we can help facilitate a meeting so that the parents can carpool while we are still working out if there's another way that 4-H can get the kids here without interrupting the parents' day. So that conversation will be 5:30 to 6:30 today at the clubhouse. And then for tonight, we are having teen night karaoke. 6:30 is when the doors will open, and there will be pizza and karaoke singing time. So come have fun for any teens. And teen 4-H stuff is 7th grade through 12th grade. 7th grade through 12th grade at either of the schools, BRHS or KLA. So that'll be fun, and we're going to do teen nights every Friday night.
Teen night. Oh, good.
Hey, good job. Yes.
So this one's karaoke next Friday. I'm not sure what the theme will be, but we will call in and let everybody know. And then Renee mentioned the fair. 4-H is going to host the youth end of the fair, so 14 and under entering all of their wares for judging. Still the same times, the 5:30 drop-off on Thursday and in September, that first weekend in September, and we will have judging over here. And then 4-H youth are hosting a youth day at the fair, and they're putting on a bazaar at the clubhouse. So if you want to come buy some things from the kids or come play midway games that the kids are going to develop, come by and see what we have. We'll also have outside activities, and that'll be on Saturday from 1 to 4.
Okay.
All right.
So if any parents, adults, college kids, if you have a heart and passion for helping the community and want to do something, please come by and talk to us because we have lots of interest from the kids, but we also need, besides the 4-H staff, 4-H is a volunteer program. So we really need some adults to come and help us deliver some of this stuff. So I'd love to talk to you about what you're passionate about and how we can fit it into what the kids are asking for.
Okay. Sure. Thank you, Rhonda.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good.
I'm so glad to have stuff like that going on for our kids.
Really important, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, next we have Lindsay from Juneau. Good morning, Lindsay. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, Talkline.
Hi. You're on the air, and you might have to turn down your radio. Oh, you don't have the radio on.
I don't even have my radio on. I'm on my cell phone. So, I work with the Stand for Salmon campaign, and I just wanted to call in and see if there's anything you guys want to chat about, questions, comments, concerns out there in your region.
Well, can you summarize the Stand for Salmon ballot initiative that'll be happening in November?
Yeah. So there was actually some big news. I can't remember when it was now, either at the end of last week or this week, in that the Supreme Court of Alaska. They've been reviewing the ballot initiative for several months now to look at and ensure that it passes constitutional muster and everything like that. And they came out with a decision, I guess it was last Thursday, just before Alaska Wild Salmon Day, to say that basically the initiative is constitutional and good to go on the ballot. Mm-hmm. I think to be extremely clear and careful that there wasn't any gray area in it, they decided to strike two specific sentences, basically, two little parts of the initiative were taken out by the Supreme Court, and everything else
left
is going
in.
Forward.
Now,
yep.
people say that this initiative will stop development, it will lose jobs because industry won't be able to function. Can you speak to that?
You know, I wasn't alive in the 60s and 70s, but I think people said the same thing when we started having any environmental regulations at all. So, you know, when they started regulating how, you know, clean water and clean air and all of those sort of national laws and regulations about keeping our environment clean, I think people were really concerned. And I think what's played out in history is that we've seen that you can have both. You can have, you know, common sense and balanced regulations and develop and have jobs and mm-hmm. have business. Mm-hmm. But what we're trying to do here is to say, like, we want to take ownership of what that's going to look like in Alaska as Alaskans. And particularly since we're the last state left in the country where there's really robust and, you know, for the most part, pretty healthy runs of wild salmon that people still totally depend on, mm-hmm. you know, and we want to keep it that way, mm-hmm. that we want to sort of be in control as Alaskans about how development happens in our salmon habitat. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and then the Stand for Salmon Initiative, updates some laws, right, from 60 years ago? Is that right?
Yeah. So there's actually only one law that it only one statute that it pertains to. It's called Title 16. Mm-hmm. And that law is the law that sort of directs our Department of Fish and Game. So it was written at statehood. And when Alaska first became a state, mm-hmm. one of the big things we wanted to do was take over that management of our fisheries from the federal government, because they were allowing all kinds of overfishing and really poor, you know, practices to occur. And so when we became a state, one of the big drivers for that was we wanted to be in control of our own resources. Mm-hmm. They wrote a law, and they created the Department of Fish and Game, and they directed the Commissioner of Fish and Game. They said, you know, when projects are happening in salmon habitat, the language of the current law, so this is the one we still have, the one that was written at statehood, it says the commissioner shall issue a permit so long as it provides for proper protection of fish and game, which, like, on its face sounds really good. I think everybody's like, yeah, proper protection of fish and game, that's great. But when you look at some of the things being proposed in fish and game habitat in Alaska, like, in my mind, some of those really big, massive developments where they're not going the extra mile to protect salmon habitat, but rather, you know, just building things right in it and on top of it. Mm-hmm. To me, that's not proper protection. Mm-hmm. But right now, we don't have any definition of what proper protection is.
Wow.
Okay. So this initiative is all about doing that.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of updating what we already have and making it fit mm-hmm. kind of the way the world is now compared to 1959.
That's right. It's not like a brand new law.
No.
It's adding language to the law that we already have.
Okay, great. Good. Thank you.
Now, Lindsay, for some of our listeners that like to talk directly with you folks about learning more about it, you know, what number can you share us with over the air?
Honestly, if anyone wants to call me, I am happy to talk.
Okay.
I'm at 723-3662. If you want to talk directly to the folks at the Stand for Salmon campaign, I think you go to www.standforsalmon.org, and you can probably find contact info and a direct line to the campaign that way.
Okay. And are you a salmon fisher woman yourself?
I am. I'm just finishing up. Salmon season's actually still going down here in Juneau, so I'm pretty busy with silvers just starting to run pretty strong.
Are you on your boat right now talking to us?
I'm looking out at the ocean, but I'm doing a lot of shore-based stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling and giving us a kind of a quick little thing. We need to, you know, really have people understand what's what they're voting for and or against and in November. So thank you so much for taking the time to call.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. All right.
Good
bye-bye.
Good morning to you. Yes.
Good morning. Okay. So next we have Cesari from Bethel. Cesari.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
That was accidentally I was passing through my office and I hear you guys' voice in there.
It drew you like a magnet.
And I heard that lady in there. And she said, "Oh, with no definition of proper protection, what is that about? Not spending money and stuff, and just create the proper protection definition, and everybody support you. You know, it's nice to protect and support the species and." Watch you back around to be sure your neighbors don't do crap. But if this business is developing, let them do. I tell you, it's good. I tell you some stories in here for 40 years. When they're coming things to the battle, and there was people like wind generators. There was people walking from hospital to corners, one corner, and protecting the breeding, nesting birds from all over the world. And they go and kill them and don't allow it. And okay, and battle no allowed it. Wind generator. Nunab get, Queen Agit, or got, but 25 years ago, whatever, I talked to mayor of the Nunab, and he said, we're paying a fraction, this what we pay for electricity and heater and oil in winter time. We have open window.
Yeah.
And we're 25 years behind. All these things, now they start, okay, I guess they not affect that much, and maybe we get it and save us money after so many young generation run away. We're still living because they're expensive and the high prices, that is really direct connected to energy value. And they're living. And business is closing because it's difficult to pay so much money for everything, electricity, and that connect to groceries, that connect to everything. Even in my business, if I don't spend $60,000 a year with the utilities, I drop my prices. I know I'm not greedy. I'm not desperate for that money. Yeah. If they help people, I will. The same thing going now, the same thing being hovercraft, the same people, same faces running from the one corner to another corner and screaming no hovercraft. And this is really helpful with bad weather, with delivery medication or whatever groceries to the villages in winter time. The work now they start moving forward, is everything fine and nobody's screaming, you know. And same thing coming out down the creek. Everybody have long arms to getting the money, they give me, and those were the protesting. What I noticed, everyone have own house and good job or good retirement, and what is really strange, local native, really native people, they're pretty quiet people. They're so easy follow up if you have some native names or something, they follow up. But the native name, pretty much, they don't even have 30% in the native blood in it. They mix with the Gasak and from the longest, and I no one use the names, but they're really loud and speak up for all these years. But those big loud people, they're not really native people. They're only maybe 30% or less. You check the genetic. They'll be from all over the place, and they'll be from Norwegian and Russian and tell me and Europe and
Poland.
Poland maybe. Now I have a couple 50%, but they were really 50%, you know, my new generation. But, you know, they're not really. So I'm still really support to protect the river, and I call more on the polluters with anybody probably in this city. I call to the, when I see something going wrong, when some waste going in there, I call to the environmental protection, and I chase him up. And I don't care. Some of them threaten me and call me name from these barges and stuff. I don't care. If you do something wrong, I will speak up and protect it. But we have to have, if we're now getting developing, we're losing. We just like the... we have to get the sources on income and protect those new generation jobs, you know. Otherwise, we don't have nothing in there.
Mm-hmm.
Fish is important, fish is an animal, and caribou and moose and birds. But there was a big story one time. There was no white people wipe up hundreds of birds in the coast. There was people shooting over there themselves, you know. But there was vandals, I be called them. But, you know, there's some people still abusing fishing right now. They're getting hundreds of fish where they're not really needed that many.
Okay.
So this have to, everybody have to protect and watch what they're doing and let this thing forward going.
Yes.
So.
Okay.
All right.
No, now I'm talking out. Maybe I call you another 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
More information.
You can come for part two.
People.
But thanks for.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
But good to hear you. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, but,
all right. Bye.
Yeah.
So, Petra, is that something I need to read? Or Mark Begich. Okay, next in the.
Okay,
next on
so
the show.
So we have a caller.
Mark Begich from Juneau.
Hello.
Oh,
hi,
good morning.
It's Mark Begich. How are you?
Hey,
fine.
Good morning.
Welcome to Talk Line.
You bet. I'm traveling today. I'm in Juneau, but I want to just, I know you're doing it all day, reminding people that next Tuesday is primary day. We want to make sure people get out and vote and exercise their right. I know primaries are always not big on people's minds sometimes because they think of the general election in November, but this is an important time to make sure you exercise your right and get out there and vote next Tuesday. I just wanted to call and remind individuals throughout the region to do that.
Yeah, and then you're going to be on another station, the Dillingham station today at 1 o'clock with question and answers, right? A call-in show?
I think so. I don't. Let me.
You don't have to. I have it here. I mean, but let me inform you of your schedule.
Good. You're ahead of me.
Sorry. Okay.
I'm not. So
check with your people.
Yeah, I got to check with those people who give me a schedule. You know, yesterday I started my day at 3:30 going up to Fairbanks morning. And then by the time I got back at 11, I got up again this morning early to get here to Juneau. So I just kind of get the information as I go from place to place. That's how it goes.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Make sure people vote. And then I love, you know, obviously the information you guys are always sharing on your show is always very helpful. It's always very informative when hearing people about the issues they care about, but also subject matter that's not political, but otherwise, I think that's just great. I just thank you for doing the service you guys do. It's very helpful, I think, to a lot of people to kind of know what's going on in their community and their region.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I hope you have a great day, because you probably got every hour packed until 3 a.m. or something. So
I do. That is true.
Yeah.
Well, I just, again, want to just remind folks, don't forget, next Tuesday, vote. And, of course, in November, and I'm sure I'll call in again, and we can go into some more issues after the primary and see where everything lays, that's for sure.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Well, thank you very much, and good luck.
Yes. And we're going to look forward to hearing about your visit to Dillingham today.
Or your call-in show
with
Dillingham.
Yes. Or call-in.
Yeah.
Yes. There we go.
We'll
thank
see.
You.
All right. You have
bet.
A great day.
Okay. You bet.
All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, good.
So I'm going to read Governor Walker had a scheduling conflict arise, so he will not be on today's show. But Meade Treadwell, who missed his slot earlier this week due to travel delays, will be on the show instead. Petra, what show is that you're referring to? I'm not sure what show.
Okay.
I don't know. She'll type something in for us.
Yeah.
But apparently there was a show that Governor Walker was going to be on, and I don't know which show that is.
Yeah.
But Meade Treadwell will be taking his place. So, Petra, if you, once you know that, you can let us know. I don't know. Can you just spell that? And it's Juarbalak. She's spelling it phonetically. It looks like Jew, yeah. J-E-W-R-B.
Okay.
So I don't know if we have somebody on the line. Do we? I'm not sure who this is.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Okay. We had a little confusion.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Where
you come from? When I travel downstate, I always end up pronouncing this place as Chocolate Block. So, good morning to you, too.
Oh, good morning.
Long time no hear. The only way I end up listening to you, too, is when I'm being on hold.
Okay.
Yes, we got no radio up this way yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we heard, that the repeater station up in Tuakpalak or Aniak has been it's been off this summer. So, but we're happy to hear from you. You're Nick, right?
Yeah.
No, no. Well, maybe he wanted. Maybe he just wanted to be his village.
Yeah.
The nameless villager.
Yeah.
So. Okay, well, well, thank you for calling.
It has been beautiful days the past 2-3 days, and seeing everybody being happy for the just good weather, you know, and seeing all them berry pickers going out. And
yeah,
I know.
Okay.
Boy, water sure has been coming up around
here.
So.
Yeah. Is there any sticks coming floating up?
Oh, yeah, there's been a lot of wood floating down,
Yeah.
So people traveling out there got to be careful because you're starting to get dark, and even we know where we're going, good-sized log or submerged. It's just like the black ice, you know. It could be dangerous.
Dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's a fair happening in Aniak, you know. There'd be people traveling, people who are traveling out there got to be careful.
Thank you.
And I'd like to say hi to all of my relatives and family and friends down there, and haven't been on the air for quite a while. So
we appreciate hearing from you, Nick, and that really good information about the woods drifting up and coming down.
We got no wood that drifts up around here.
But we're
no tide.
Okay.
we're just about to.
We need to. Our station is going. 6:40 a.m. is going to go off air any minute now, and you can switch over to 90.3 on your FM dial, or you can get on the internet to kyuk.org and hit the live link, and you can continue following the show. Sorry about that. I had to get that in.
Okay.
Okay, you guys have a good day.
Thank you too.
Thank you very much for calling, Nick.
Okay.
Sure. Have a wonderful day.
Now, Petra, I see gubernatorial candidate there. Is that a... Oh, okay, so that's not a thing. All right, so next we have Wilson for Talkline. Good morning, Wilson. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning there, happy people.
Yes,
good
indeed.
Morning.
Everybody I've seen so far out and about have been happy. So, especially now, the sunshine is out. And, the gnats are like wild. Anyway, you know, I was driving today, I always keep an eye out, especially for those awesome cab drivers, because sometimes they don't pay attention to the law. You know, and I'm no police officer, but in the DMV book, page 52, it says when it comes to headlights must be turned on in the day when the visibility is reduced by fog, rain, snow, smoke, dust. Notice how I paused. It's the law. You're supposed to turn your headlights on when it's foggy or rainy or visibility is low. It was pretty sad to see, you know, our local police department cruisers riding around with no headlights in the fog. And they're supposed to set an example. So, police chief, whoever you are, I can't remember your name, but I know you're listening because you always listen to that Wilson, you know. see what he has to say. You know, tell your people to turn the lights on in the morning. Vehicles for hire, you know, like commercial vehicles, and official vehicles like state troopers, police departments, vehicles that are owned by city or state have to have their lights on. It's a law, you know. You're supposed to have it on. You know, that's how I paused again. So my beef is headlights. And I'm not saying it for myself, but, you know, in the morning, a lot of kids are running around, you know. They dash here and there without even looking. And if you, especially if you have no headlights on in the fog, that's what brings your notice is being able to be seen, you know. And in an automobile accident in the real world, which I'm not saying Buffalo is not real, but, you know, in Anchorage, if you're in an accident and if you have your headlights on, more than likely, you know, you are following safety procedure and you could be seen. And the other people, if they have no headlights on, especially in the fog, they're more to blame, you know, because how could you be exercising safety if you don't have your headlights on? So it's all about safety. It's a beautiful day, and I hope Bethel Police Department take notice of fog in the morning, pull people over, warn them. Cabs don't need warnings because it's the law. They're supposed to have their headlights on day or night. All righty.
Mm. All right. Thank you, Wilson.
Bye.
Have a great day. Mm-hmm. All right. Now it looks like we're going to have part two of Cesare.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, and he's ready. He's just going to jump right in.
Mr. Green, that was perfectly right. But, you know, lots of people, I chased him a couple of times, few of them, and they can get to the head. It's not to their see. That is about the lights to they be see themselves from other prudential or other vehicles. Because lots of people go, oh, I see, that's fine. And I don't need the lights to be driving. You don't need the lights to be driving at all. But to somebody else see you approaching or turning or something. That's what the lights for. You turning, you use turn signal. You let the other people know you're driving forward. You use headlights or some lights. If it's bad weather, to some people see you. That people, lots of people don't get to the head. I don't know. They don't teach him or what. But I calling other things. I heard somebody tell me today, call. They was talking about those cook-up, international cook-up tomorrow. And they mentioned all kind of countries, but they never mentioned Poland. I'm cooking too for it.
Are you cooking?
Yeah.
What are you? Oh, that, yes, you are. You're a sauerkraut, right?
Yeah, sauerkraut. They call hunters too. And,
I'm going to have. Okay.
Okay, I'm cooking too. And even better. TWC, this right there, I put the poster from them with the right. All money would be come to that to be donated to the school, to the kids, what they need it. You know,
school
supply.
Uh-huh. Well, good for you.
Yeah,
wow.
They need the single parents and all stuff. Mm-hmm. And I see a few of them really need help, so whatever I get in that basket, that is everything what they come, just go through to the TWC. So.
Oh,
wow.
Okay, I like that.
For you, yes.
Yeah, so you know, wasted money for me. You
now
just give the money to somebody else, and you feel better too.
I'm not giving Cesare money, but I'll eat his sauerkraut, and it'll go to TWC Kids.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay, I got it in my mind. Well, I was going to try your sauerkraut anyway, so I'm going to do that. But now, what is your favorite dessert from Poland, from your childhood that you loved
I never loved dessert.
Really?
You know, the summer.
That's crazy.
I'm not eating sugar. I don't have sweet coffee or tea or ice creams or.
Oh, well, now that's a sad life.
But I tell you what, you put me ribeye steak with two 5-pounder, I eat it.
Oh, I got you.
And the fat on them, that'd be number one. I'm the meat eater. And vegetables, of course. I love vegetables. But they have good, they call in this festival in disorder in Chicago, I believe, and Detroit, somewhere in the Kolponsky Festival. There is like big donut with the stuffing like plums or jelly inside, and they're really, really light and puffy. That is some kind I watch in TV. That is festival is Polish Ponsky called. we have good tradition with the good food, and I tell you, everybody like my food though.
Hey.
All right.
Oh, you, Peter, I like see you too in there.
Oh yeah, are you going to Taste of Alaska? I mean, Taste of Bethel, Peter.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. You know, I've put it on my calendar, and then, so if nothing else comes up, yes, I'd like to just see what
go taste a few things.
Yeah, taste a few things.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Cesare.
Everybody welcome, and go ahead, try my food.
All right. Buona, Cesare.
Yeah, bye.
All right. Okay. All great. Right. Okay, so next we have Alexi from Nepakiak. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Alexi. Welcome to Talkline.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, Alexi, good morning to you.
Good morning, Diane and Peter.
Yeah.
I have only one question.
Okay.
I had this question stand for Alaska. I brought it out last week. Diane, can you please explain stand for life? It doesn't say stand for salmon. It doesn't say stand for salmon. It just stand for Alaska.
That's another one. Oh.
Oh, what are you asking? What is your question? The difference between the two?
The difference between the stand for Alaska,
mm-hmm.
stand for salmon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All I know is stand for Alaska is on the TV.
Right. Mm-hmm. So.
Can you please explain that stand for Alaska means so people will hear?
Okay.
Okay.
So things started with the Stand for Salmon group, and that was to update the environmental protection laws to give more protection to salmon throughout the state. When that started up, another group that did not want those protections to be increased, they started something called Stand for Alaska. So they kind of copied the Stand for Salmon. So, and it made it confusing. So the Stand
That's
for Alaska, the Stand for Alaska is a group that does not believe we need to change any protection laws, that there are enough already in place, and they are their lead donor. The donor that has given the most money to Stand for Alaska is Donlin and BP Oil.
Yes.
Yeah,
those
the big
are
corporations.
The ones that we don't want, though.
And that's why you see a lot of ads on TV. They have over $9 million of contributions that pay for TV ads. Stand for Salmon does not have that amount of money. So that's why you don't see a lot of TV advertising. Stand
go
for
ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
So the difference is one is kind of a grassroots group. There were over 45,000 people who signed a petition to have Stand for Salmon on the ballot, and then started up Stand for Alaska, which is which are people who from industry, different corporations that do not want to see increased environmental protection because they believe that what we have right now is good enough, and they do not want to see industry or business hurt in any way by increasing the amount of protections for the environment. So Stand for Salmon is about salmon habitat. Stand for Alaska is about not changing the current laws. So one wants to change the laws to make them stronger, Stand for Salmon. One thinks what we have right now is fine, and that's Stand for Alaska.
See, there's two words in there, salmon and Alaska.
But they're two separate groups.
There's two separate groups right there. But it says Stand for Alaska on TV. It doesn't say Stand for Salmon.
No, because it's a group that wants...
It's a different group. Confusing the people that don't understand very much of English.
Mm-hmm.
That's the focus for these people trying to misguide the people. It's misguiding the people.
Mm-hmm.
And that shouldn't be just because of the money. Oh, my gosh. That's no good. Everybody should vote for yes and stand for Alaska. Mm. Everybody. Not no. And that's how I see it. Thanks for letting me speak my mind. Guyana, have a good day.
Guyana, good morning. Mm. I'm glad. Well, there's still a little confusion, but we have from now to November for people to call in. If you have information about either Stand for Salmon or Stand for Alaska that you would like to share, please do that and help everyone become more aware.
Yes.
So we have a caller, Mary from Bethel. Good morning, Mary. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
It's so nice. I've been really busy. I'm finally feeling good today. So, thank you for taking my call. But, you know, the elections are coming up for the state legislature. And on Wednesday's paper, there's a grading for Alaska Senate and the House of Representatives. And it's really interesting. But some people got F's and D's. And so it's really important that we get all the background information for people who are running for the state legislature. And we look at their history, then we'll be able to make a better decision when we vote. And it's the same for, for the village government. And then things like the environment, fishing, and et cetera, healthcare, the schools. We have to be very, very careful. And I always appreciate your program because it gives a lot of information. And I always wish that when you guys are on the air, I always wish that everyone would drop what they're doing and listen to your talk show. And could later on, because there's a lot of things going on within Bethel, later on, if somebody could go over what's going on. Kuyan, and the hostess, and maybe somewhere if Nakhpatan is Chikamgit, then is Chikamgit. Yeah, Kuyan,
Yeah, thanks for your call, Mary. Yes, and then just so that people would know that I think sometime during the day, I'm not sure exactly when, but we have this show repeats also in the evening time. If Petra can look that up and we can read it off, as to when the show will be repeated. Sure. Thank you.
Yeah, Kuyana Chiknik. You guys have a nice day. And everyone in the region have a nice, nice day. Mm-hmm. I think we're finally having summer.
Better late than never. Okay, thank you, Mary.
Yes.
Good morning.
We're going to jump into our next caller, maybe round two for Susan Taylor. Good morning.
Yeah, Cesario called twice, so I'm going to call twice.
No problem. We welcome your calls.
I'm really pro-salmon, Stand for Salmon.
Yes.
And I'm glad that gentleman called about the confusion. Stand for Salmon means vote yes on this. Stand for Alaska is wanting us to vote no. And I think we really need to vote yes on this because look at a federal level, what's happening to EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. Look what's happened to them this past winter. Hundreds of them have been laid off. Most of them, about a third of them were scientists. They were laid off. The regulations are being chopped up at a federal level. Even that recent one that came out after the Horizon oil spill, they want to undo that. I mean, they want to undo regs on a federal level and disempower the Environmental Protection Agency. Mm-hmm. So on a federal level, the environmental protection perimeters are compromised. So that's all the more important on a statewide that we need to step it up statewide to protect our environment because the pendulum is swinging the opposite direction on the federal level right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we also need to ask the governor candidates, if you're undecided who to vote for. I don't think any of them are anti-mining, but we can ask where they stand on this Stand for Salmon and on this voting for it, or if they're going to vote against it. Mm-hmm. I would vote for it. The mining regs have not been updated for more than half a century that are being addressed here, and the technology of mining has made advances to be able to. So we need to do the regs mm-hmm. to keep up with that. And then there can be environmental protection, mining for jobs and all that stuff, but our salmon will be protected. And I just think if we can ask the candidates or be informed where they stand on this, mm-hmm. and that could be maybe a criteria of who we're going to vote for on the primaries and on the general election. Mm-hmm. Because I think that's the number one issue right now that people will be voting on also yeah. this year. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Okay,
so,
Kuyana.
Just wanted to get my call in. All
okay,
right.
Yes.
Bye.
Thank you, Susan. We have a Harry from Bethel. Good morning, Harry. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hello, good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
I had to call because looks like Alexei from Apopka misunderstood all them the Stand for Salmon, Stand okay. for Alaska.
Okay.
Yes.
I wish I can speak it in Yupik right now, but I think I'll wait for Monday
okay.
to really tell me in Yupik. But if he understands, Stand for Salmon is there to protect mm-hmm. the salmon in any streams in Alaska, updating the laws. Mm-hmm. If he says Stand for Alaska, yes, he's pro-mining. Mm-hmm. If you say Stand for Alaska and you vote yes, you're saying, yes, Donald Gold, do this and that. If you say Stand for Alaska, no, when you vote, that means you're blocking, you don't want mining, you know.
No.
What I mean is, hopefully, you know, all these big oil companies mining are just trying to block the updating of the laws. That's what I meant to say.
Right. So a vote of yes means that you want the laws to be changed.
On the Stand for Salmon.
That's right. There's no Stand for Alaska on the ballot measure. That's
okay.
just an organization. The All only right. thing on the ballot is Stand for Salmon.
Yeah.
Stand for Salmon.
Right.
Vote yes if you want to protect or update the laws for the state of Alaska.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes,
so for me, I'll be voting yes because mm-hmm. I want those laws updated.
Yeah.
I want my children's and their future children, God willing, you know, mm-hmm. I want this... for them to have a taste of salmon.
That's right.
Or be protected as much as we can
okay.
so they can see it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So Stand for Salmon, yes.
Yes.
All right.
Kuyana Harry.
Just had to clarify.
Yes,
you know.
You did real well. Thank you very much. Yes. And,
okay.
Yes, it's kind of a bit confusing.
It's a little confusing.
Yeah, so people need to, you know, if you... we're urging people to be calling one another, you know, especially those of you that are in position, and let your people around you know that, you know, that's what it means. So.
Yeah, so that's, I think I understand part of the confusion is mm-hmm. people think Stand for Alaska
yeah.
is also a ballot measure. It is not.
Yes, that's right.
Stand
yeah.
for Alaska is against the ballot measure.
Mm-hmm.
Stand
so
for
be
Salmon.
Talking about
okay.
it, share that knowledge you have, and so people can vote, you know, accordingly.
So we have another caller, Yvonne Waska from Bethel. Good morning, Yvonne. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. Gee, whiz politics.
Gee, whiz.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Well, big thank you to those opposing the mine and those that are going to vote yes on Stand for Salmon.
Yeah.
And just like I told you yesterday, Peter, November is the election time in October, and we need native vote, and it's not too late to register and go to your tribal office and encourage those young people to vote too. We need your vote. But anyway, all even it's saddening and anguishing to hear those warning the mind and all that advertisements, and now the Supreme Court changed the wording on that Stand for Salmon initiative, and all those feelings of anger and no hope comes on. But just like I told Peter yesterday, maybe my wife is my biggest critic, and my friends in the Mackay House, don't let those feelings, you gotta let them feelings out anyway, and the end is good, and you'll see the sunshine like we're seeing it today. But I'm angry at those Jalistan K-80s sitting in their business office over there and started all this. And we thought, just like Beverly said, they forget people live here on the Kuskokwim and highly depend on the river for food. But I watch a great deal on the First Nation experience on TV, and it's happening all over the world on indigenous people, native people. But there's help, like the United Nations, just like I see them helping those people, and they could eventually help us. But never, I'm still a no person on the mind, and I'm going to vote yes on that Stand for Salmon.
Okay.
Okay, good morning.
Okay. Thank you, Yvonne. Good morning.
Yvonne. Yes.
So we just have about a minute or two left, and I'm going to read again that that our programming, KYUK 640 AM programming, will continue airing on 90.3 FM while routine work on the antenna is going on. So that may take all afternoon and maybe into the evening. But our news, both English and Yukton, will be on at regular times. So if you want to listen to any of the shows that we normally have running, you can do that at 90.3 FM and at the KYUK website on the live link, because the 640 AM will not be functional until the antenna adjustments have been made. And that could take, you know, 6 or 7, 8 hours. All right.
Yeah.
So, gosh.
Yes.
Things went fast today. I mean,
yeah,
wow.
You know, we're always so, yes, it's a people station, you know, and then people do, you know, we do learn a lot and hear a lot, you know, and it's just so comforting to know that what our radio station does for our people.
Yeah, and, you know, and thank you, everyone, for your calls, emails, and also for correcting information that you hear, or providing more information or explanation that'll make it easier for people to understand some of the current issues of the day. And over at the KYUK website, you can see a lot of stories that are coming out. There's a lot of really good stories right now, different kind. Like down in Quinnahawk, they're going to open up that museum.
Oh, that's a wonderful
from the artifacts.
Yeah.
And that would be, I really, someday I am going to go down there because I want to go and
myself,
see that.
Yes.
Yeah. Really fascinating to see some of the artifacts that they've dug up.
Well, our time is up, Diane. You know,
and
people
I think
out there. So everyone, please have a safe and a wonderful weekend. You know, enjoy the day no matter what is going on. Just
the blackberries are fat and juicy.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
And it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach because they don't flow like this one. You know what? I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through. So don't try to sing this. Some drop science. Well, I'm dropping English. Even if Yella makes it a cappella.